I want to encourage you to tell your friends to not be scared to participate in this conversation. Because I think that there's, again, this whole us and them construct when it needs to be broader. And one of the original organizers is non-Indigenous. And I don't know if many people know that. Three of them are Indigenous. One of them is non-Indigenous. And she is the most amazing woman I know. She is, like, brilliant. She's kind-hearted and loving. Like, she gets that as an ally, as a settler person to these lands, she gets that honoring treaties and honoring and recognizing Indigenous sovereignty is probably one of the last things that's holding this government back from going full on into full on destruction and encroachment into our lands. And I say that not to be disrespectful in the sense that it's Indigenous led, but think about it this way. If our rights are constitutionally protected and there's legal obligations that have to be met in order for permits and licenses to be acquired, who has the strongest place of protecting and being that shield against complete destruction? Indigenous people. So that's why I encourage people to join this, and not from a place of us, you know, being at the helm and non-Indigenous people fall behind, but as partners, as being respectful to each other and realizing this and reforming and renewing this respectful relationship that was meant to be. And in our teachings, we always think of the next seven generations. So in every decision that we make, we think of the future. We don't think of us right now. We think of what would be best for the seven generations ahead of us. For example, at the time of treaty making, our ancestors, my ancestors, thought of me. They knew that we would need an education. We heard that woman in the video earlier that we would have tools. They knew that we'd need an education to survive. They knew that we would need health care. And in Treaty 6, there's a schoolhouse clause and there's a medicine chest clause in Treaty 6. And the contemporized understanding of that is that we have access to lifelong education and that we would be, our health care would be provided to us, because my ancestors knew that there would be changes coming to the land and we would need to have access to the contemporized version of what we would need at the time. And think of how brilliant they were. And they were brilliant because they were connected to a spiritualness that guided them to be able to think of those things. So, what's happening next? This national call on October 7th came about as a result of a meeting that was held in Toronto with various grassroots organizers from across Canada, Indigenous and non-Indigenous. And the day is significant because, not that I agree with the Royal Proclamation, but the Royal Proclamation is the first instrument of the British Crown that acknowledges Indigenous title to the land. The first colonial instrument initiated by the Imperial Crown. And so October 7th marks the 250-year anniversary of that. And also October 7th is the first day that the UN Special Rapporteur on Indigenous Peoples will be in Canada. After much advocacy work by various people and nations across the land, he's now allowed into Canada for an official UN visit. Does the federal government was preventing him from being here over the past couple years. But now I think with what's happening here, they couldn't ignore him because the movement has gotten international attention. How could you not let somebody from the UN come in on an official visit to see what's happening here? That's just ridiculous. And it just makes Canada look worse than it already is at this point. So I really want to encourage you to do something on this day. Go on the website. And I want to encourage you to make videos. And I want to show you one of the videos that you can make. People have been doing this for the past week and a half. The videos don't have to be long. Short.
That's it. My name is Kisa Kisaseyo. I live on Treaty 6. We need to protect our lands and waters because we share the waters with the little people and animals and everything else. On October 7th, I'll walk with Island Moore. Will you?
So that's an example of one video.
San Gabriel Mendez. This is how I get an agreement and working out. Hi, this is Ellen Gabriel, asking you to all participate in Item No More, National Day of Action on October 7th. The problems that were caused and have been caused by the Harper Omnibus Bill, the weakening of environmental laws, the lack of respect for the implementation of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, protection of Mother Earth, protection of the habitats of all our relations, and indeed our relationship to the land, which our Indigenous identity is based upon, is in jeopardy. And so I hope that everyone will work together in solidarity with each other, because we all have the same issues, more or less, to stop the Harper government and others like him who wish to appropriate and exploit our lands, and to violate, continue to violate our collective rights as Indigenous people's right to self-determination. So thanks to Ida Lamore and all the other people who are organizing this and for coming up with this wonderful idea. Yamkola, we go on. Yeah, so if people want to do a video, you see how short they are. They're not long. You can even do them with your phone. You can just send them to me, and I'll send them to our communications people, and they'll put the video together. So I want to show you who knows Bridget the Ape.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'll show you Bridget. I'll show you Bridget. She's awesome.
Where is she?
I think it's based out of Montreal. Okay.
For those of you that don't know Bridget, she was the page in Parliament. She went and stood with that Scott Parker sign in the middle of the session. That's her. Interesting, the compelling part about the movement is that we're trying to get back to that place of true democracy, right? Whether it's an Indigenous democracy or a Canadian democracy. Your government has failed. Our voices are not being heard in the issues that impact us. And what this does is it says that we're taking back think about what democracy is. It's the people that are the governance. But for so long, whether it's a Canadian government, whether it's the chief of council system that has kept us oppressed, we're not exercising and practicing that democracy that we should be. And we need to continue to do that because look, if we don't, look at what happens to the land and the destruction of that. We have that ability to pressure not only government, but industry into saying there's something wrong with the situation. We want better. As people who can come together, we have that power. We do. So I really encourage you to do something on that day. That is the end of my presentation. Thank you for listening. I know it's late. Lights are dim.